Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with newly elected MPs taking oath as members of the House. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday and the remaining MPs took oath today. Senior BJP MP Om Birla will be the NDA nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker, while the opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both candidates filed their nominations for the Speaker's post today, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. The Lok Sabha Speaker has been elected without any contest since independence, and this is probably the first time there will be a contest for the post. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has taken over 5 cases from Bihar, Gujarat and Rajasthan to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG examinations. According to officials, the CBI has re-registered 1 case each from Gujarat and Bihar and 3 cases from Rajasthan. The CBI is also expected to take up another case from Latur in Maharashtra. The officials also say that while the FIR filed by Bihar police pertained to alleged paper leak, the other 4 cases were related to alleged malpractices such as impersonation and cheating involving the candidates, local officials and invigilators. The NEET UG results were declared on the 4th of this month, where 67 candidates topped the examination after scoring the maximum possible 720 marks, which sparked a huge outcry over the integrity of the exam. The first meeting of the high-level committee of experts constituted by the Ministry of Education to ensure transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examination through the National Testing Agency was held yesterday. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, the chairman of the committee, Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, said that the priority of the committee is to elicit concerns and suggestions from the students and parents, for which the committee will engage with them. Dr. Radhakrishnan said the committee is also looking at developing a robust and tamper-proof system aiming to lessen the difficulties and stress for the students. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted favorable conditions for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of the country. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh till 29th of this month. In Arunachal Pradesh, IMD has declared red alert in 2 districts, orange in 12, and rest districts are given yellow alert. The 2 districts where red alert is declared are Leparada and West Siang. A cleanup drive was organized by Youth Mission for Clean River in collaboration with the Capital Complex District Administration following Sunday's intense rains that ravaged Itanagar and adjoining areas. 9,000 kgs of legacy waste were removed from the Energy Park stretch of the Yagamso River during the cleaning effort on Monday. 2 drug peddlers were arrested by Silevan Police, Pasighat, following the registration of NDPS Act, and a total of 90.4 grams of suspected heroin were seized. The arrested persons have been identified as Ola Panging of Van Village and ERP Tagi alias Api Hazarika of Silapathar, Assam. Its young SP Sachin Kumar Singhal informed. The SP also briefed that information was received from reliable sources on June 20 that one Ola Panging, a retired forest staff of Van Village, was in possession of some contraband substance. The police team led by SI E.K. Lomri, ASI R. Naro and others were constituted under the guidance of ASP Pankaj Kumar Lamba and under the overall supervision of the SP East Siang. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK is coming organized a 1-day training program on importance of intercropping and extraction of fiber at Koto village on Monday. Horticulture specialists explained the importance and goal of intercropping and methods to choose perfect companion crops for better utilization of resources. KVK community science specialists equipped the participants with necessary skills and knowledge to engage in banana fiber extraction. A total of 30 farmers attended the program. And in ICC T20 World Cup 2024, India will take on defending champions England, while first-timer Afghanistan will clash with fancied South Africa in semi-finals on 27th June. The final will be played on 29th June. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.